It's amazing how something so small can evoke discussion on a global scale. Today, Jane Andrews shows how one error in judgment can spark a world of outrage. This is A Walk in the Park.
One of our staff members informed me in a matter-of-fact way that someone left a cigarette butt in the planter in front of the store. Having grown up in a city, back then there wasn't any place that wasn't treated like someone's personal ashtray. We thought perhaps that they didn't notice the new plant growth sprouting up, or perhaps they didn't care. It always horrified me to see people blatantly toss trash out of a car window. As TV campaigns helped to bring awareness to the issue many years ago, we discussed how today's roadside trash problem has more to do with wind cleaning out the beds of pickup trucks, of everything that isn't tied down. Intentionally or unintentionally, it's a concern. Our discussion went to how some drivers put others in danger for whatever reason, how our culture changed to allowing violence and wartime atrocities, a discussion sparked by a lone cigarette butt. It's so easy to be consumed by the state of the world today. For everyone, it's overwhelming. I try not to take it personally when someone cuts me off in traffic or challenges my fair approach. But it's not easy when everyone has been subject to stress all at the same time and with no real end in sight. So what do I do instead of going to the end of the discussion about all of the things wrong with the world? I bring it back to the source, a misplaced cigarette butt. Perhaps that person put that cigarette butt in the planter instead of littering the sidewalk. Perhaps it was after hours and that person had nowhere else to go. Perhaps our storefront was the safest place for them to be, if just for a few minutes. We don't know what people are going through, and that every person on that highway is dealing with something. I use the word perhaps as a way of opening my mind and heart to the possibilities I may not have thought of. Compassion can be a difficult concept to insert at the time. I use the word perhaps. When I am reminded of problems, it helps me see better possibilities.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.